So we see card descender bago VOA in Debele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Walambulela yenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 29/2021 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
silohlelo lwethu okuthiwa Christmas Cheer Fund, lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abadubekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi seKhisimusi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo.
Ikansili yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzapho akhona lapha sine-diaspora. I-diaspora ikombayina ikomprayiza i-America ne-Europe ne-South Africa, ikhona lapha lama-10 provinsi aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezapho we-Congress, lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibangilizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi uMnumzana Joshua Nkomo, abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli. Ngoleviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculo womdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ikansili yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabela abantu kanye lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. Izolo inhlanganiso ezilishumi lane zithweliswe izipho ezehlukeneyo phansi kwesikhwama lesi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Imizi ehlukeneyo yakoBulawayo elithumi lane yamukele ngenjabulo izipho ezabelwe phansi kohlelo lweBulawayo Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund, zempahla ehlukeneyo kusukela kuzembatho, ukudla lokuhlawulela ezemfundo. Ekhuluma ngesikhathi esipha izipho lezi, umsekeli kaMayor wakoBulawayo uCouncillor Mlandu Ncube ubonge amankampani athe apha loba kunzima ngesikhathi seCovid.
Silohlelo lwethu okuthiwa Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund, lapho idolobho eliqoqa khona abafisa ukunika abadubekileyo njengoba kuyisikhathi seKhisimusi. Ngakho so namhlanje basiphile ukubana sinikeze izizalwane zakoBulawayo. So sithanda ukubonga sibili, sibonile amankampani amakhulu asinikezile. Sithi uNkulunkulu ababusise noma bekunzima ngeCovid, kodwa babona kungcono bekukhumbule abanye abantu.
Okugcizelelwe umfundisi uDanisa Moyo olilunga lekomiti ebona ngohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund.
Uhlelo lwalamhlanje luphakamisile kakhulu umoya wami ukubona ama-donation amaningi kangaka, banike ngesikhathi komile kangaka siphakathi kwale COVID efikileyo. Kodwa mbone ngendlela abaphakame ngayo basiza abantu, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Elinye ilunga le-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund udokotela Nothando Moyo uncome abelule izandla besipha.
Liyajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi abantu banike ngesikhathi izandla zimfitshane. So kuba kuhle ukuthi sihlangane ngesikhathi esinje, ngesikhathi sinika ukuthi sikhala, ngesikhathi esinje sikhala ngenxa ye-pandemic abantu bebhubha. So kuba kuhle ukuhlangana ngomumo onje okuhle.
Balabo abathole izipho ngaphansi kwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund ngabe ekuphumuleni geriatric nursing home bemelwe ngunkosikazi Simangele Ncube othe isipho sifike ngesikhathi esinzima.
Thabile kakhulu ngoba sibuye ngesikhathi esingacabangela, isikhathi esinzima. Sile impact kakhulu ku-budget yethu. So siyabonga kakhulu ngaleli langa langesipho lesi sisitholile.
Unkosikazi Sakhile Chuma Chakauya osuka eMtembeni Old People's Home uthi umsebenzi ubalula nxa bethola uncedo olunje.
ngesipho lesi sisiphiweyo lapha kuMayor's Cheer Fund. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sibona ngani kuzasiqhuba sibili sihambe lathi uma nganyana. Ngoba kathe sisesibaningi. Silabo khulu abangu-30, sibe labo gogo abangu-21, bonke bayi-51. Umsebenzi omkhulu kakhulu. Kodwa nxa sincediswa indlela ibalula. Iyahambeka.
Uhlelo lweMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund lwenziwa minyaka yonke lapho amankampani apha izipho ezehlukeneyo ezisuka njalo ziphiwe wonke umuntu oswelayo kobulawayo. Namhlanje isikhwama seMayor's Christmas Cheer Fund siqalile njalo ukwamukela izipho ezisuka kumankampani ahlukeneyo loZulu okuzathi kuphiwe njalo abanye abadinga usizo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uqalile umhlangano omkhulu owebandla lezaphu owe-Congress lapho kulabantu abambalwa abagoqela uMnumzana Sibanye-Lizwe Nkomo, indodana kaMoyi uDr. Joshua Mqabungu Nkomo, abafisa kungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli esake saphathwa nguMoyi uDr. Nkomo kanye loMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa uGibbs Dube. Usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Athe kwaqa namhla amalunga ebandla lezaphu eCentenary Park kobulawayo okwenzelwa khona umhlangano weCongress okumele wenziwe ibandla leli sakhokhelwa nguDabengwa. Wayengene esikhundleni sikaNkomo. Bathi isifohlile inkunzi ngoba kukhanya engani sebelosekelo olumangalisayo. UMnumzana Patrick Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu bavela endaweni ezithiyeneyo ezigoqela abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe.
Amaprovinsi wonke ayenza uzaphu akhona lapha. Sile diaspora, idiaspora ikombina ikomprisa iAmerika leEurope leSouth Africa ikona lapha lama 10 provinces aweZimbabwe wonke silawo lapha. Amadelegate aqala ukufika izolo efike ofisini for registration leaccreditation. Bafike kwaze kwasa iMashonaland East, Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland West, Manicaland zonke zifike ebusuku.
UNdlovu uthi bambalwa abafuna ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli.
Amakandidate ethu akhona contest presidency abalapha siloSibanye-Lizwe Nkomo, lo Bernard Makuku, lo Strike Mkanda. For the first time wokuqala kumbali yehistory yezaphu ipresidency is being contested. Nangensuku zabonkomo uMkabuko ayengakhontesti ipresidency, loDabengwa layikazanga akathole i-opposition. But okwakuqala iCongress leyi with multiple candidates vying for the presidency. USG silomthulisi Hanana owakhathesi akala muntu ongathi ugqugquzelana laye. Ungani uzangena shuto kaHanana. I-TG usalo Peter Msebele. Peter Msebele okwafuna ukuqoquzela uba SG sebekhulumisene loHanana wangena ku-TG. Chairmanship lo Dlamini John Z. Dlamini Richard Kennel weZipra ukuba ngu-chairman vele matinothi sibe lo Mark Mbayiwa obe ngu-current TG ukuba ngu-presidential candidate. Kodwa sekudedele uSibanye-Lizwe okaMbayiwa wathi kungangcono abe ngu-chairperson.
UNkosikazi Thoriso Moyo owalwa impi yenkululeko uthi uyakuthakazelela okwenzakalayo.
IZipra lonyaka imangalisile ibuthene yazofunana yabona ukuthi into yayo kasahamba ngoba abeza ubuhlungu iZipra ilethi ilizwe leli then yalethi ilizwe leli yalinika abantu ababethi balwela ukuthi sabakhululeke but abasahambisanga ngendlela eyiyo. So we are coming back to take our positions in ZAPU so that iZAPU sifuna ivuke.
Umele abalwa impi yenkululeko bekubutho leZipra uMnumzana Ben Ncube uthi sebeyivuselela iZAPU.
Esikukhangeleleyo kuCongress yeZAPU lapha ukuthi abantu bedinge ubukhokheli obuzakwenza inhlanganiso iqhubekele phambili ivuke be njengesikhathi sikababa uJoshua Nkomo.
Ozakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli webandla leZaphu ukhangelelwe ukuba uzakhulumisana lohulumende ngezakhiwo ezahlutunwa nguhulumende kamuyi uRobert Mugabe. Zikoqela amapulazi, amahofisi, lengwalo ezimumethe imbali yezaphu leZebra. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguGibbs Dube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
EZimbabwe inani lasebehloliwe batholakala bele COVID-19 lokhu lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo ngumbimbitho nyakenye. Selikunkulungwane ezidlula ezilikhulu 132,880 okuguqela abantu asebephepheke lomkhuhlane abazinkulungwane ezidlula ikhulu 127,596. Kwafa inkulungwane ezidlula ezine lengxenye 4,675. Kubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Ngunje sebeyizigidi ezedlula izintathu 3.3 million abantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 ukuthi abayizigidi ezedlula ezimbili lengxenye 2.6 million bahlatshwa wonke omabili i-first le-second dose. Imali edingakala ukunakekela imuli elabantu abayisithupha eZimbabwe ibiwa isikhuphuke okumangalisayo yaya kunkulungwane ezidlula amashumi amane 42,708. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokho kuphuma embikweni owethulwe ngabeZimbabwe National Statistics Agency Zinstats kusitsho ukuba indleko edingakalayo isikhuphuke okwedlulisa amalawulo xa kuqathaniswa lenyanga ezisanda kwedlula. Imali leyi iphezulu kakhulu kuleholo lezisebenzi eziningi ikakhulu ezikahulumende ezifana lababalisi bona bahola inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu zamadola 30,000 RTGS. Ingcishi ecubunga ezomnotho umnumzana Lubanondo uthi kumele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa lesi simo.
Ukukhwela kwempahla lokho kuzenza impilo ibe nzima kumuntu nje, an ordinary person. Uhulumende uyakwazi ukuthi angakwenza njani ukudlunga, kodwa uhulumende wethu kafuni. Singakhohlwa ukuthi ukuqansa kwempahla kwaqala ngo-2014 lapho kwaba khona le bond coin. Ah, kuthi uzokufakwa i-bond note ngo-2016 izinto zaziyaqala ukudura-dura lalamuhla intengo lokhu siyaphezulu.
Uqhubeke ethi uhulumende nxa engathathanga amanyathelo kuza kuba nomonakalo omkhulu kwezomnotho eZimbabwe.
Sokunzima nje ukuthi abantu baphile ngoba ukukhwela kwangkhona akuhambelani futhi loholo la nxa kuyukuthi bayasebenza ngoba iningi ngalisebenzi. So impilo iza kuba nzima. So icebo esingalitsho kuhulumende ukuthi ufake imali kadingekho necessary kusibelayo.
Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yababalisi e-Amalgamated Rhodes Teachers Union ATUS umnumzana Themba Kuyemoyo uthe bathwele nzima kulesi simo somnotho.
Mina njengababalisi esiyisebenzi kahulumende kuyasethusa lokhu ngoba iholo esiliholayo kathesi lincane kakhulu nxa siqhathanisa lentengo yezidingo ezifunakalayo ukuthi umuntu anakekele imuli yakhe.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngesinye isisebenzi seHarare umnumzana Thinashe Makombe
atshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ngikhona sizohawula. Ngoba le mali ekhulunywa lapho sesikhanyela lokuthi abantu abayi-6 hayi akulobunzima sibili esibukhanyeleyo la. Abantwana bethu siyabazwela nje ngoba bazathola nzima ngalokhu esilakho. Hayi ha, sicela ukuthi akuvume uhulumende asibonisele ukuthi angayenzani ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sihlangane lobunzima lobu kwanise ukuthi siphathisane laye.
Ingcishi kwezomnotho zithi ukukhuphuka kwentengo kubangelwa yimikambo yokuthenga lokuthengisa imali emibili ethi esemthethweni webhanga elikhulu lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe nalowo olesilinganiso esiphethwe kabili ongekho emthethweni. Imizamo yokuthola umbono kahulumende yehlule ngoba baphatha intambo kahulumende basemhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF. Uhulumende uthi uzabopha abantu bonke abathengisa imali emkambo wensitha kodwa kakula okuningi osuke kwenzakala ngoba iziphatha amandla zikahulumende lazo zibikwa ziphatheka kulumkambo. IZimstats iveza ukuba imali edingakala ukuba umuntu oyedwa aphile kunyaka kamfumfu ilizinkulungwane eziphezu kwezinhlanu 5092 ikhuphuke isuka kunkulungwane ezingamachumi amane 4734. Imali yokukhuphuka kwentengo ngale nyaka kamfumfu ibe ikusilinganiso sokwedlula isithupha ekhulwini 6.4%, sisuka kokuphoze kufike kokuhlanu ekhulwini 4.73% ngenyanga edluleyo. Mimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo sokumelana le-COVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela kuleli gciwane. Abe-MTC Alliance bathi sebelobele inhlanganiso yomanyana wamazwe omhlaba ye-United Nations incwadi bekhonona ngokuthi isithunywa salomanyana unkosazana Helena Doan uqhube uphenyo oluphezu kwezitshezo zenotho ezetshiswa abanye abe-ZANU-PF eyamele igcwele. UDoan wethule impumela yophenyo lwakhe izolo ekhuthaza elemelika leleBrithani ukubana yesule izitsheziso lezi ngoba ziphazamisa impilo kaZulu makhaza. Kodwa umsekelo omkhokhelo MDC Alliance uMnumzana Thindai Bithi utshele intatheli zindaba namhla ukubana uDoan uveze sobala ukubana wayemele ucelele kahulumende emhlanganweni abawenze laye ngolwesithathu ngoba ubengabavumeli ukwethula imbono yabo bekhululekile. Ngokunjalo uBithi uthi uDoan kafakanga imbono yabo ngezitsheziso lezi kugwalo alwethule izolo. Abe-MTC Alliance bathi kabavumelani lokumunyethela ugwalo lolo okugoqela udaba lokuthi izitsheziso zenza kube le nkohlakalo elizweni lokuthi zidala ukubana eleZimbabwe lehluleke ukuboleka imali emabhanga omhlaba. UNtungamile Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele uhlaziya ezombusazwe uMnumzana Vilela Ncobe ngalolu daba.
Benza kahle kakhulu ukuthi babhalele i-United Nations bafake isikhalazo sokungaziphathi ngendlela efanele kukaspecial rapporteur uDoan. Ngokuba nxa ngabe ngesingabe ubona engaziphathanga ngendlela eveza ukuthi uzimele kathathe ihlangothi, ulelungelo lokuthi ubhalele laba abaphezu kwakhe abaqhashi bakhe ukubeke kucace ukuthi hayi kangisuthi sekungesithunywa lesi sibuye sazothatha uhlangothi lweZANU-PF ubuye vele engumuntu ozobhala lokho okufunwa yiZANU-PF. Ngakho-ke okunye nje lokhu kuhlangana labo MDC leCivil Society lani bese kuyikugcwalisa nje ukuthi kubonakale sengathi ukonsultile, but njengalokho abanye bekubona kubonakala sengathi ubevele sele script sakhe esipheleleyo esokugcwalisa lokho iZANU-PF ehlali kukhuluma ukuthi ama-sanctions iwadilizi lizwe kanti dizwa i-corruption lokubuswa kwabi kwelizwe.
Yona i-United Nations kumele iluphathe njani lolu daba?
Singakhohlwa ukuthi uyi-special rapporteur lo ozelapha ungaphansi kwe-Human Rights Council ye-United Nations kulugatsha olungaphansi kwe-Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights okuyinhlanganiso ye-United Nations ekhangelene namalungelo abantu umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ngakho-ke nxa ngabe sekufikile isikhalazo izakhangela lokho okuthiwa phecelezi ngama-merits akhona kusiya ngokuthi bendlale ubufakazi babo nesikhalazo sabo ngendlela enjani abe-MDC Alliance. I-United Nations isengathatha amanyathelo okuhlolisisa ukuthi iqiniso kambe lingaphi kulokho okubekwa ukuthi ukwenzile umama obethunyelwe kuleli lizwe uDoan. Base besiya phambili-ke kodwa bazayiphendula i-MDC batsho nxa befuna njalo ubufakazi obunye ukuthi kuye phambili. Kodwa lakho umuntu ongavika alivikwa licacile lokuthi umama uze vele ezwakala ukuthi uhlangothi ulohlangothi ame phezu kwalo uhlangothi lweZANU-PF kazanga ohlangothini lwabantu beZimbabwe ukuthi azokuzwa ukuthi kambe bona bathini bathi baphethwe njani nxa kuqathaniswa nama-sanctions. Ngokuba there are two sides, kule side leZANU elithi ama-sanctions adilizilizwe, kule side labantu beZimbabwe bathi iZANU iyedilizilizwe nge-corruption lokubusa kabi. Ubefanele alilalele lolo side.
UMnumzana Vilela Ncobe ngocubungula ezombusazwe. kusenjalo elemelika namhla libulandule ukubana izijeziso elazithisa amalunga ezanu-PF yizo ezibulala umnotho welizwe. Umeli wemelika ku-United Nations unkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield utshele intethe lezindaba namhla ukubana ukungabuswa kuhle kweZimbabwe yikho ukubulala umnotho, hatshi izijeziso lezi ngoba ziqondiswe ebantwini abalutshwana abephula amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa isikhulumeli sezanu-PF uMnumzana Mike Bima utshele iStudio 7 ukubana njengokutsho kukadoane izijeziso lezi zithwalise nzima abantu makhaza. Omanje wethi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wokwele Melika.
Elemelika libika ukuba likhathazekile kakhulu ngodlame lokulwisana olulokhe luqhubekela phambili ngenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Kuphuma imibiko yokuthi isigodlo sesabelo seTigray esemekele kulokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu ucuko oluqondiswe kuZulu walumango ngabebutho ele Ethiopian National Defence Forces, abebutho lakwele Eritrea ele Eritrean Defence Forces, abohlobo lweAmharic abalwisa kwele Eritrea abeTigrayan People's Liberation Front, lamanye amaqembu lamabandla abalwisana kuleso sigaba. Sola kakhulu ukuhlukuluzwa kwaZulu ongahlomanga, ngakho ke sikhuthaza amacele wonke akulokhu ukulwisana lokufuthelana ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo abantu alandele imithetho yamazwe omhlaba elawula ukulondolozwa kokuthula, kusho isikhulumeli sogatsha lobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba uMnumzana Ned Price. Uqhubeke ethi siyavumelana nalo nobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba UN Secretary General kanye lenkokheli yamazwe abensundu e-African Union ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudingwe isombululo sokulungisisa ingxabano edale umonakalo osemhlubulweni wangenyakatho yele Ethiopia. Sikuthaza uhulumende wele Ethiopia kanye labebandla ele Tigrayan People's Liberation Front ukuthi kumele bakhulumisane nomlotha, bahlale phansi bakhulumisane, badinge indlela yokulungisisa ingxabano yabo ngomlomo hathi ngoshane. Ukuqonga kwemibiko yezehlakalo zodlakela kanye lokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu osokwenzakala sokudinga ukuthi amazwe omhlaba aphatheke njalo ahluzisise edinga indlela zokuqeda lodlakela. Uqakathekile ukuthi amacele wonke alwisanayo avumele uphenyo lwamazwe omhlaba ukuncedisa ukuthi enelise ukuhlala phansi akhulumisane. Sikuthaze ikakhulu uhulumende wele Ethiopia ukuthi avumele abaqhuba lolu phenyo ukuthi bafinyelele ingatsha zakhe zonke ukuze benelise ukuphuma lamacebo okuqeda lodlakela. UPrice uqhubeke ethi sikhangelele ukwethulwa kombiko ovela kwabe commission ebona ngamalungelo oluntu enhlanganiseni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-UN High Commission for Human Rights ngesimo sokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu okwenzakale esigabeni se-Tigray kanye lempumela yophenyo lwe-commission e-Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. Sikhuthaza njalo ukusebenzelana kwama-commission lawo enhlanganiso yamazwe abensundu afana le-Commission of Inquiry of the African Union kanye le-Commission on Human and People's Rights. Ugcine ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kudalwe isimo esingceke sendlela yokudinga ukuthi ngobani abephula amalungelo abantu nxa bengafunyanywa belecala bajeziswe, okulakho ukupholisa amanxeba njengendlela yokulondoloza ukuthula kuleso sigaba.
Belilalele edabeni oluveza imibono kahulumende wele Melika. Kuwaza Friday liviki silomculi womdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Caesar, yena osebenzela ekobulawayo. Asizweni ke exoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Vanda.
Was it in your summer steam?
Sisiza ligama aliphiwa ngabantu ngoba esakhula wayethanda ukuqila abanye kodwa abuye abasize njalo bengaboni udlala ngengqondo zawo. Size kancane ngembali yakhe.
Ngizalwa ngumama uK Moyo ovela ePlumtree kulele khona kuBulawayo. Ngifunde eRangemo Primary School, eMgoqo Primary School, ngifunde eMandwandwe Secondary. Ngase ngiqala ke imusic, ngaqala ngincane kodwa ngirelease my first public record ngo 2017, Levelocity Records.
Kona abamenza wazizwa esiba lemfutho ukuthi angene kwezomculo.
Ngandlalela kakhulu umculo lo wabathi R&B ezothando. Ngakhula ndlalela iBoyz II Men labanye abaningi. Ngase ngikhuthazwa ikakhulu uKelvin Lomuzi ababehlabela ingoma leziyana ma ufuna. Izingoma ke ezangi-inspire ukuthanda ingoma zothando.
Ucula ngothando kakhulu Trixiza. Wona umculo wakho ubiza uthini?
Umculo engihlabelayo ngawupha ibizo elithi inxele ngenxa yokuthi awujwayelekanga ngihlanganisa izinto eziningi ezingahlanganiyo. Izinto amadoda amaningi angakhulumi ngayo like ethandweni ukuthi baqanyule inhliziyo labo. Abakhulumi.
Sesithiwa isikhathi balaleli abafuna ukucindezela eyabo imculo bengakuthola ngaphi Trixiza?
Ngitholakala eVelocity Records, istudio lesiyana esiseduzane leze-Sa Power Plant kuBulawayo. Nangingu-producer, ngi-sound engineer khonaphana. Ngiyakwanisa ukuncedisa abaqalayo labanye abafisa nje urekhoda umculo ohambelana lwami. KuFacebook ngitholakala kuTrixiza. Kumbe Carl Pista kumbe Elias tinga ku page le Velocity Records.
Umthubo lo ubiza Nxele Music. Uyathoba ucula ngu Trixiza ongiyebe sikwethela ebuhlelo waza waza Friday. Libe nemplazo nemnandi igaramu Ezra Jesus Banda. Bye bye. Kunobana tuze. Be me. Nanda is the la kala kluba. Nanda babes da kos.
Singekehlukani izihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Ikhansile yakoBulawayo lamhlanje isungule kusemthethweni isikhwama sokuhlanganisa izipho ezizakwabelwa abantu lenhlanganiso ezehlukeneyo phansi kohlelo olwe-Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. uqalile umhlangano omkhulu webandla lezapho owe Congress lapho kulabantu abambala abagoqela indodana kaMoyi uDr. Joshua Nkomo umnumzana Sibangelizwe Nkomo abafisa ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli webandla leli kuliviki kuhlelo kwaza Friday besilomculi umdumo we-Afro Soul uPatrick Nyawumwe odume ngegama lokuthi Trick Season. Silugqibele lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo Praxedes Jeremiah ngesithi libe lempelasonto elithukela. Abangenelisenga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.